Greetings, my friends, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We are hearing a lot these days about healthcare reform. And no matter what political party people might belong to, they all seem to agree that our healthcare system in the United States is broken and needs to be fixed. And proposals are being made, some of which are good and have some good points in there, some of which are not that good. But today I'd really like to talk a little bit about the measurements, the means by which those proposals are being introduced. And I would like to warn you ahead of time that you might be hearing some facts today which you might not have heard before, which are not all that pleasant to contemplate. Listen, for example, to a statement which was published by Bloomberg on June 13. It says in this article that healthcare overhaul legislation being drafted by House Democrats would include $600 billion in tax increases and $400 billion in cuts of Medicare and Medicaid. The measure's cost is reaching well beyond the $634 billion President Barack Obama proposed in his budget request to Congress as a 10-year down payment for the policy changes. And then Committee Chairman Charles Rangel is introduced and interviewed here in this regard, and he is saying that while House Democrats will likely release more details about health policy changes in the legislation, the package of offsetting tax increases and spending cuts likely will come later. The article points out that Democrats in the House and Senate are crafting legislation that would require all Americans to have health insurance. Now, that sounds pretty good. However, how is this to be accomplished? The article goes on to say that the legislation would also require employers to provide health benefits to workers or pay a penalty. Now, that's pretty bad if you look at employers who have only a few employees who can't afford to provide health care insurance to their employees. So what option do they have? The option is to either go into bankruptcy or to let the employees go. But notice now to this statement in the article by Mr. Rangel. Democrats, he said, want to put forth the more positive aspects of an overhaul first. We have a problem in not wanting to attract enough negative attention to the bill in terms of the pay force, he said. In other words, let's sell it first to the American public. Let's just emphasize the good, neglect the bad, don't talk about that, brainwash them a little bit, because only later, once we have adopted this plan, then we will tell the public who's going to pay for it. Doesn't sound to be very honest to me. Does it to you? And did you know that the press is heavily involved in participating in this measurement? Now, first, let me read to you an article from the Associated Press, reported June 15. For all the young president's popularity, the response he got Monday from doctors at an American Medical Association meeting was a sign his road is only going to get rockier as he tries to sell his plan to overhaul the nation's health care system. The doctors were only Obama's first house call. He'll be making his case to the other groups and to the nation at large in an increasingly energetic campaign to get a bill passed by the end of his first year in office. Now, this article goes on to say that doctors are being blamed for a big part of the wasteful spending in the nation's $2.5 trillion health care system. Studies have shown that as much as 30% of the U.S. health care dollars may be going for tests and procedures that are of little or no value to patients. Amen to that. There is no question about it. Doctors are to a large measurement responsible for the mess we are in. But you see, what do you do about it? The proposals which are being offered, are they really going to solve the problem? Notice how, for instance, ABC, but there are other stations too who would do the same thing, how they are getting involved in the controversy now. This is published by the Drudge Report from June 16. On the night of June 24, the media and government become one when ABC turns its programming over to President Obama and the White House to push government-run health care, a move that has ignited an ethical firestorm. ABC News anchor Charlie Gibson will deliver world news from the Blue Room of the White House. The network plans a primetime special, Prescription for America, originating from the East Room, notice, exclude opposing voices on the debate. Now, we are complaining about Iran, that they are trying to manipulate the press. What's happening in the free America, the United States of America today? This article goes on to say that ABC News anchor Charles Gibson will even deliver this, and Republican National Committee Chief of Staff fired off a complaint to the head of ABC News. And that's what he wrote. Today, the Republican National Committee requested an opportunity to add our party's views to those of the president's to ensure that all sides of health care reform debates are presented. Our request was rejected. And then ABC comes back and tries to defend their position, but notice what they say. This is from Senior Vice President Kerry Smith. ABC News alone will select those who will be in the audience asking questions of the president. Like any programs we broadcast, ABC News will have complete editorial control. But now, to keep it even going worse, let's say to add insult to injury, the Drudge Report wrote in a follow-up article on June 16, ABC is refusing to air paid ads during its White House health care presentation, including a paid-for alternative viewpoint. That, my friend, is a dangerous development, where opposing viewpoints are being oppressed by the mass media and where the government is trying to push through their health care proposals. I don't care about whether actually the health care proposal is good. If you do it in such a way, trying to brainwash the American people by withholding information from them, by not allowing them to view opposing statements, that is very, very dangerous. That's indicative of the kind of civilization we are living in. My friends, the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that as God's people, we have to come out of it. We have to come out of a system the Bible calls Babylon, a Babylonian system, but it's a modern system which tries to brainwash people politically, militarily, economically, and even, yes, religiously. God says, come out of here, my people, so that you don't partake in their sins. And no truth comes out of a lie. I don't care how good the motives might be. I don't care how good the goals might be. If you resort to half-truths, to misrepresentations, to suppressing parts of the truth, you are not truthful in the eyes of God. And God says, come out of here, my people, so that you don't participate in the sins and so that you don't share in their plagues, because God will make an end to this. The good news, my friends, is that Jesus Christ will return to put an end to man's misrule all over the globe. And when this happens, we will experience for the first time freedom, real freedom, and a possibility to accept the truth, which right now is very difficult to find. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.